Well, there were some interesting results in Michigan last night. Detroiters elected Mike Dugan mayor. He will be the first white mayor of that city since the mid-70s. He got 55% of the vote. His opponent, Benny Napoleon, who is black, got 45%. Here is, I said Dugan, it's Dugan. Here he is at his victory party.
If you live in this community, if you have your business in this community, we want all of your talents. You're all going to be equally valued and welcome, because only in that way will we rebuild the kind of Detroit everyone in this city deserves. God bless you and have a good night.
But we should remember that the city of Detroit is under the financial control of an emergency manager, Kevin Orr. So what does it really mean that this man, Mr. Dugan, is the new mayor of Detroit? Joining us now, Sarah Swick, Detroit reporter for Here and Now, contributor station Michigan Radio. Sarah, how much power is he going to have?
Well, to start with, he's going to have very limited powers, to put it charitably. Kevin Orr is the emergency manager of the city of Detroit, basically has final authority over all major decisions, specifically budgetary ones. But it looks like Mike Dugan is going into this. He's going to start sort of building a platform, first of all, for when Kevin Orr leaves, which will probably be roughly about a year from now. And secondly, he on the operations side, Kevin Orr has had a little bit of trouble managing sort of both the finances of the city of Detroit. Obviously, the city is seeking Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection right now in federal court, and also the operations side, the sort of day-to-day management of the city. So it looks like that will sort of be more of Mike Dugan's focus initially to start with, but he has, realistically speaking, very little real power.
How significant is it that he's the first white mayor since the 70s? Detroit is overwhelmingly black.
I think it's significant, but I don't think that race, it just doesn't have the same sort of, I guess, powerful symbolism that it perhaps used to have. His opponent, Benny Napoleon, sort of subtly and not so subtly tried to make an issue out of it during the campaign, but it just didn't really seem to catch on too well. I mean, obviously, there are certain quarters of the city and certain people who I think remain suspicious of Dugan, not just because he's white, but because he didn't even live in the city of Detroit until a little over a year ago. And certain aspects of his pedigree, where he comes from as the former CEO of the Detroit Medical Center, and his close ties to the business community, there is certainly some suspicion that he doesn't represent the needs and interests of what might be called, lifelong Detroiters, people who have lived in the city for a long time. But I think the race issue just didn't sort of grab a hold of people in the way that it might have in the past.
Sarah Swick from Michigan Radio. And Sarah, I have to ask you before we let you go, Ann Arbor, a 20-pound carp with a Twitter feed, was a write-in candidate for city council. Did the carp win?
Sadly, the carp made a showing, but he did not win.
Did not win. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I wanted the carp to win.
Well, you don't live there, so you can't vote for him.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.